You push the button, and what do you get? Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
It was not what where my brain went with that. Okay.
You don't get bibbidi bobbidi boo?
No, I was push a button, and what do you get? I was like 7 more years and further in debt, or I don't know how the song goes, but.
That's if you load 16 tons.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, that's it. It's not my fault that's where my brain went.
St. Peter, don't you call me, because I can't go. Oh, my soul, to the company store.
Craig.
Ian.
How are you feeling emotionally with it being the end of line for David Warner?
Oh, I was super sad. It's in the news section there.
Oh, I didn't even know it got peppered into the script. Ah, poor Ed Dillinger.
Yeah. Yeah, I was super bummed.
Have you recovered since then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it'll make my, you know, my Sark action figurine here go up in value.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because it's got to be some positive for me.
Right. Right. I'm super sad. How can I profit from this sadness?
Say, if only it was autographed.
That is some top-tier capitalism right there.
Oh, I looked
How
away.
How can this tragic
I don't...
death make me money?
I don't know who was first.
What was it, a Fofobos old man showdown?
I looked away for a second, and then, poop, they were there. Oh, okay. Old man was first.
Sartut. Fofobos concedes. Have either of you guys watched the show Mr. Robot?
Oh, but the last season.
Okay. I'll go back to Ray. Craig, you can continue not watching it. I don't know how you feel about it. Okay. I'll have to think more on that. I've started watching it this week, Ray, and I am about 6 episodes in. Mm-hmm. Am I going to continue on, or should I pull the plug now, or should I wait till the end of season 1 and then stop watching?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know where season 1 stops. I don't know that it actually does stop. It never changes. So if you're not into it by that point, then it's probably you're not going to be.
Okay. I'm not into it. I've been, you know, stuck out of the house this week while Owen is at camp. And camp just happens to be a certain distance from the house where I'm unwilling to drive home and then back again.
Right.
Because it's just too far. So, but, you know, also sitting quietly for 3 hours is, I can do it, but whatever. So I've been watching. I was looking for something on my phone to watch, and I started watching it. And I found Rami Malek to be compelling, and I continued to watch it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem too complex to follow, but you're, in a weird twist, your review was very similar to my father-in-law's review. He was like, season 1 was pretty good. Season 2 was less good. Season 3, I downloaded it. Someday I'll think about watching it if I have nothing better to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it took a turn.
I mean, Rami Malek is good, and he doesn't get bad. So,
right.
I mean, if you get into it, maybe, you know, maybe it's worth the full go. But yeah, it's just, it's complicated. It's sometimes a little overcomplicated. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't finish season 3, so.
Okay.
Sluggo loved it, apparently.
Yeah. Well, he's going to tell us about season 2 and 3, but.
I mean, it was much better than Cats.
I guess, I don't want to, like, be down on it, because I keep feeling compelled to watch more, but I don't know. The premise seems ho-hum to me. Or it seems done before. That's why I'm nervous.
Right.
Like, it seems on Front Street, and that's not really, I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep you posted how many more episodes I can sit through before I give up or not. I got 2 more days of camp, so that's at least 4 more episodes. However, that Expanse show, dynamite so far.
Yeah, I do love the Expanse.
Let's try to give this show a try. I think I'm ready. As ready as I've been.
Are you sure?
No, but I'm going to wing it.
All right. Raymondo?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Do it, Doug.
Okay. I feel like we're doing a...
Who's on first?
No, oh my god, I just forgot his name. Dan with Poppy. Levitard. They used to do a thing like, are you good? And the other was like, I'm good. You good? Yeah, I'm good. You good? And they would, it was a thing on that show.
Mm.
Never mind. It's only funny if you watch Dan Levitard.
Right. That was the key. Craig was like, hey, guys, I'm making a reference. Guys, I'm making a reference. What are you referencing? Nothing you've ever seen. Why aren't you getting it?
Samurai has seen the show, however, because his comment was, you don't get the show. Also frequently brought up on the Dan Levitard show. Thanks, Samurai.
Well, you should have known he had your back.
Yeah, that's true. He does like the sports.
I do enjoy NFL football and European football quite a bit, but if you want someone to vibe with on sports talk radio,
oh, dude,
Samurai's your guy. It's not Ray and I.
I was so excited on Sunday. I was putting away laundry. I turned on the TV. ESPN2 had cricket on. Gold. I got to fold laundry and put it away while watching cricket. I'm like, this is fantastic.
Great.
I was so excited.
Who was playing?
It was India versus
Sri Lanka.
That sounds right.
Yeah. I wasn't watching that as well.
Oh!
I love the Sri Lankan national team. They are so good.
But man, I was like, man, I love it when cricket's on TV. This is great.
I also enjoy the Ocho occasionally.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was so happy. I was so excited. I'm like, this is beautiful. If only we could get more cricket on American TV.
Alpha, what up? We're getting loose already.
Yeah. That'd be exciting.
This is the all-popular Puzzle Warriors 3 cricket segment.
Ooh. That's a wicked googly.
It is. It's all about first-class centuries here on the show.
All right, let's roll on then.
Okay.
True believers, welcome to the 348th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I like cricket. I'm Craig. We got Ian. Apparently, he likes cricket. Ray, do you care for cricket?
It's all right.
The Cricket Warriors 3.
That's right. Well, that'd be a show there.
Where we watch cricket and go, what's going on? I don't know. Do you know? No, I don't know. It's fun to watch, but I don't know.
Oh, that's a boundary right there. All right, so this is the week covering 720. That was a cricket joke, right?
Yeah.
727-83. Here and there in the sad years that we currently live in. And your 5-day 4-star crash!
Ah, cricket.
Oh, my cricket. Of the Titans. On the 21st, we had Ronan versus Thanos. I don't know what Ian's got there. What do you got there, Ian?
I have the ever-popular build of 1.
Oh, yeah, you did not win.
Nope, I didn't even open it up and try.
Yeah, good plan. I'm assuming you had better luck on the next one, which was Lockjaw versus Torch.
Oh, I didn't even know it switched. I will. Maybe after the show, I'll give it a try.
All right. Thank you.
I feel like I've got a fully covered Lockjaw.
You do.
Okay.
You got him at a low level, but he's got all the covers.
Okay. We'll see if I can get it done. If not, I can give him some ISO.
All right. Coming up after that might be sad times just because she's sad times. It's good old Carolina Dean versus Cloak and Dagger. So now, you know, being that, you know, Carolina's got light powers and Dagger's got light powers, can they even hurt each other?
I don't think that they should have any problem with that. Mm. I feel like Carolina had all of her stuff is, I mean, she didn't gain her powers. That she's just an alien. That's how she functions. Cloak and Dagger. Dagger gets her powers from something supernatural?
Yeah, I don't know.
So I assume that they can affect each other without issue.
All right. That's a good point. I forgot about her being an alien. Whole race of light people, whatever she is. All right.
Something like that.
Yeah. Storyland. Lost in Time is running. That'll get you Squirrel Girl, Nightcrawler, some Garganto shards. Placement is Wasp and some 5-star Kamala Khan shards. Hey, the Puzzle Gauntlet's still running. It's, as we discussed earlier, it's the really terrible one where you have to make strength tiles in the corners in a column. It sucks real bad.
It's very, very challenging. It is probably the most challenging incarnation of Puzzle Gauntlet that I have encountered.
Pure and by challenging, luck. You mean completely random. Like, it's not like skill challenging. Like, there's things you can do. Like, you can try and not keep team-up tiles in there in the corners, but they're really hard to get rid of because they're in the corners, and I mean, you know, you can put some effort to it, but mostly it's just random luck.
Yeah. Didn't like it.
That's fine. I agree. I was just waiting for you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my job is to be the company man. Greg's job is to shout, "This sucks!" And Ray's job is to meet us in the middle and actually explain what we're trying to say.
It's astoundingly accurate.
Don't tell the listeners to play it, Ian. Now the mystique is gone.
I feel like open, honest communication with our friends and listeners is the best policy.
That's never worked in history. If it did, our world leaders would be up for open, honest discussions with the people that they work for. We know that's not how the world works.
Who ever thought communication could benefit a relationship? That's wild.
That's a good point on the puzzle thing. Sluggo does provide an advice thread on the Reddits. So if you're having trouble with a specific node, you can go there, read what people have said, ask a question, get some feedback. So
right. And, detailed feedback, yeah. not just deny them and then fire your powers.
Right.
I hate that advice.
The hunt is coming up next, but I have no idea what the rewards were because I couldn't find them anywhere. So enjoy mysteries.
For what now?
Huh?
I didn't hear what you just said. I'm sorry.
The hunt. All the rewards are a mystery. So enjoy the mystique.
Yes.
I'm going to stop saying mystique now.
Yeah. Are you though?
Yeah, I'm going to try. Unless the character herself somehow shows up later in the script, and then we'll bring it back. It is currently between seasons. Running right now is Not So Friendly. It's Gamora and Yondu. Placement there is Kraven and some Wasp shards. In the news, sad times, people. Rest in peace to Sark, the MCP himself, David Warner, as Ian reminded me, end of line.
Yeah.
Sad times.
Yeah, good actor. He'll be fine. He also played Ra's al Ghul. They'll just dip him in the pits and he'll be better.
He also appeared in several Star Trek movies. So
yeah.
Sure.
And in The Next Generation as Ghul Madrid, the five lights, four lights torturer guy. Excellent.
There are four lights.
So I would also point out that he was among the few actors who had a role in The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
He was Winston Smiles.
I don't remember him in Briscoe.
I don't remember that at all.
It was one episode, but...
Was it season two? If it was season two, I understand, because season two was very confusing.
It was in 1993. I don't remember what season was 93.
Because season one was very cohesive, and it was all based around Billy Drago and that orb and solving that puzzle.
Right.
And then they solved it thinking it was going to be canceled, and then it got re-upped, and they were like, I don't know what to do. And it just, they were like winging it the whole season. It was terrible.
But that season one is stellar. That is so good.
Season one is magnificent. Magnificent storytelling. Season two is just a hot mess.
All right, let's go to the rest of the news.
Cowboy Elvis Presley shows up.
Just something I wanted to mention. There was another Q&A questions with the developers that got posted on the forums yesterday. Too many topics to discuss there if you would like to check it out. Head over to the D3Go forums. Read lots of things there. Stuff is coming.
What was the solid takeaway from earlier? That puzzle gauntlet will happen when boss events happen?
Samurai stoked that puzzle gauntlet will happen during boss events.
Right on.
All right, we got a new character.
Was this the genetic memory?
Yes.
Ooh, tell me more.
All right, so it turns out this is everyone's least favorite Spider-Man story. The clones of Spider-Man. This is one of the said clones. This is Ben Reilly, the Scarlet Spider, known here as Chasm. Because what this game didn't have enough of, Spider-Man.
Well, a lot of people think that this game could use more Spider-Man, so you're not winning that argument.
Joe can go away.
Joey Jojo Jr. Chabadoo?
Joey Jojo? We want Jojo.
Jojo!
I feel like Spider-Man is like a pretty marquee character in the Marvel Universe.
But this is like eight. Spider-Man or something. It's something absurd.
That's a lot.
Too many.
He's got a whole verse.
He does, I suppose. Anyway, 5-star Ben Reilly, Chasm costume. He is a black, purple, and green. Ian, just for you, all passes.
Yes. Ooh, that's popular.
Yeah. So here we go. And there's a lot of words here, so prep yourself.
I'll focus for just a second.
All right. Black power. Waking Abyss. Whenever Chasm makes a match, he converts one random tile into an Abyss tile. And whenever an Abyss tile is matched or destroyed, he then creates a random web tile. Abyss tiles do not reward AP when matched. At the end of each turn, for each Abyss tile on the board, up to one, both teams lose one AP from the front character's strongest color with one or more AP, Then Chasm and the enemy team's character in front take damage equal to Chasm's match damage in that color, plus 133.
Yuck.
As you go up in level, when you get up to level 5, it is 3 Abyss tiles for that AP drain and a bonus 177 damage, maxing out at 710. So you're losing AP every turn, so that's not fun.
Yeah, you don't get AP from the match. And
you lose more on top of it.
He destroys AP, he hurts himself and others. I'm already not liking him, but we'll see where he goes.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Yeah.
The passive purple, Stare into the Void. At the start of the match, you're like this. Stun the enemy team for one turn. Just cause. If Chasm is down, and there are 5 or more Abyss tiles on the board, he is revived with 20% health plus 2% health per web tile on the board, max of 10. He then destroys all the Abyss tiles on the board and stuns the enemy team for one turn. Whenever a web tile is matched, Chasm heals 266 health. At max level at 3, his revive health is 1,068 health.
Huh.
And when he revives at max, he is coming back with 30% health. So he's going to heal himself a lot.
Right. At least it's true healing. That's good.
Yeah. And then his green power is called Empty Inside. His match damage is multiplied by up to 150% as the average AP on both teams approaches 0, and down to 75% as the average AP on both teams approaches 3, plus 1 for every 3 web tiles on the board, not counting team hop AP. At level 5, the match damage is multiplied by up to 250%, but only going down to 90%. But you're going to have variable damage every turn.
Right.
Yeah. So while I love characters that are all passive, I just don't know that I want to play this.
Yeah. Brondiac is correct. Headache ensues.
Yeah, like, I just don't want to lose AP every turn. That just seems not fun for me.
I'm really just imagining going up against him, and he sounds draining.
Like a menace. Yeah.
Well, invariably the somebody in development land will think it's fun to pair him with, like, the Hood and Peggy Carter as the opposing computer control team, so that all your powers cost, like, 100 and you have no AP.
6 more.
Yes. And you can't do anything the entire game except just make 5-star matches and wait till they die.
Hey, he's got that big boost to his match damage, so I think that's his plan.
Yeah.
I think he's going to stun lock the other team and then just slowly beat them down with 150% extra damage.
From what I understand, these powers fit the character. So, bravo for that. I mean, he's a Spider-Man that will drain you down and just slowly punch you into oblivion.
Yeah. Yep. You're just too tired to use your powers, so he'll just pummel you.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, I love all the passives.
Hey, look at this. In the hunt that we have no rewards for, he's in there in placement rewards.
Nice.
There's some progression in Cosmic Chaos that apparently is coming after the hunt, running the 31st of the 8-4. The Constant Craven event, there's some shards in there as placement, and his event appears to be called Blank Stare. That will reward you tokens to the There Is Only Chasm Vault. The Chasm Vault runs the 4th to the 7th, 40 items in there, 1 Break Bad Legendary Store token, 1 Prowler, and a bunch of other stuff. There is the Corruptible Chasm cover store running the 28th to the 31st. Chance to get them in there. Increased chances in your 10x and 40x pulls. And the Break Bad Legendary store running the 7th to the 10th. 15% chance to get Chasm, Ultron, and Killmonger. That's an interesting pairing.
Yeah.
Huh.
They all villains? I think they're, well.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. But Ben Reilly's got really, he's a waffler. The Chasm version's a villain, but he was Scarlet Spider, and he was teamed up with Spider-Man for a while. For a while, Peter Parker retired, and he was Spider-Man.
Okay.
So, and, he was an anti-hero for a little, kind of all over the place there, Ben Reilly. And he's died, like, 100 gajillion times, if I remember right.
And he's come back. Yeah. They built that power in.
Yeah, because he's got all these clone bodies, and his consciousness keeps getting transferred between clone bodies, and...
Sure.
Clones, what are you going to do?
It's that abyss.
Yeah. As realities. What else is the news? That was it. That's what I got for news.
Oh, I have some news.
All right.
It's not really news, but this is where I just say things. So that last boss event, how was that?
Eh.
Gore?
I did nothing special to play it. I played the entire time with Rocket and Groot and Five Buck Chuck and didn't do anything else.
I just plowed through it with my five-star team, but and there's a comment about it in the listener comments, but so I don't want to underestimate how much damage the shadow creatures could do.
Right.
Like, they did a decent amount of damage. I mean, I plowed through it, but there were a couple times when I'm like, oh, I just lost like half my hit points.
Right, as it got up to the higher tiers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I found them to be, at times, significant. Craig's not totally wrong. It didn't take a ton of strategizing. I'll tell you what I did love, is that with the provided required characters. Like, I am not a five-star player. To have a loaned 3-3-3 five-star character that I could use...
Oh, yeah, that is nice.
...was an absolute gift for someone like me. It was a treat, and it just made it so much more playable. I'm sure you noticed that I played it this time.
That was a treat. I was like, man, Ian's in like the top 10 of our alliance. What is going on?
Yeah, I was number one a couple times. I had that 5-star that I could use that, you know, kept me from getting overwhelmed or burnout. And two, like, and it wasn't, because it wasn't shard rewards. It was two, like, one full Thor cover and then another full Thor cover. And I was like, well, I don't want Thor at a, I'd rather have Thor at a 1-1-0 than a 1-0-0. So I might as well, you know, put in a little effort and get these two covers. The game gives you rewards when you play. It's really weird because I don't play that often. And then when I do, I'm like, wow, I now understand how people progress in this game. It's not that hard if you try.
It does take a little effort. You have to actually put some effort, some time into it. But
right.
Yeah,
the rewards have gotten better recently, though, too. So,
right. Even when I'm like trying, like phoning it in, trying. I'll log in the next day and it'll be like, hey, you ranked in the top 50 of that PvP that you played three rounds of. And I'm like, oh, great. Here's some shards. Here's some covers. I was like, oh, great. So that takes me to my next thing.
Right.
When you have a post-event token, I assumed that when you redeemed it, it just randomly turned into a 2-star cover. Like, I just thought that was part of the programming. Goodness knows, one of my... I guess the tokens don't expire. So my Christmas in July token turned into a post-event Christmas in July token. I got 5-star shards out of that. I almost had a little heart attack here at my desk. Yeah, I was like, all right. I was like, oh, post-event, I missed it. All right, well, I could use another Moonstone cover. And it was like, here, have some crystal shards. And I was like, thanks. I don't need those, but that's awesome.
Any other news then?
I didn't make any other notes. I think that was the other... Yeah, the boss event, and that.
All right, then, let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, how do you solve a problem like Maria?
All right, let's see what's going on with Maria Hill. She is a purple, black, blue character. Her purple ability is called Life Model Ambush, and it costs 8 purple AP. It creates 2 purple trap tiles that deal 759 damage when matched by either team. Hold on. It's saying words, and I'm trying to read ahead because I didn't. Okay. Nope. I'm so lost. Hang on, guys. I need an adult.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, as this scales up, maybe it's just typed weird. Sorry, it's referencing something called The Return, and I don't see that listed anywhere else here on the page. Am I? All right.
Whoop, whoop. I don't know what page you're looking at.
You're correct.
I am looking at the Marvel Puzzle Quest fandom wiki for Maria Hill.
You're absolutely
under
correct.
Life Model Ambush.
I don't know what that's referencing. I don't know what...
What is that referencing?
For level 5, I don't know what that means.
Yeah! Sorry. So as it scales up, it describes it as this. The trap tiles become 3 trap tiles. The damage increases. And then all of a sudden, level 5... The Return creates 3 strength 40 purple strike tiles. What's happening? The name of the power changes. What it does changes.
Pretty sure that's a copy
Clearly
paste error.
Whoever edited the page made an error at some point. Am I
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah, I think that's correct.
All right, let's skip through my nonsense. As this power scales up, 3 trap tiles and the damage goes up 4 trap tiles, and the damage goes up to 3,337 damage. All right, the Best of Intentions costs 6 black AP, creates 3 strength 62 tiles, and creates a 3-turn countdown tile. When this countdown tile expires, Maria Hill takes damage equal to 90% of her base health.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? You were saying something about best intentions.
That's solid. That scales up by creates up to 5 strength 262 tiles. Let's see what Get Out Alive does. It costs 7 blue AP. Maria deals 139 damage to the enemy team and turns invisible for 2 turns. That scales up to 2,331 damage to the enemy team and goes invisible for 4 turns. Well, I mean, that's clearly a 5. I don't know what these other two do, even though I just read them, I've already forgotten.
Well, clearly, the purple references a power that doesn't even exist for her, so you can't put 5 in that.
I really would have to go with that one.
Although her trap tiles are actually really good.
Is that the best of intentions? No, that's the
yeah, that's the purple. I have her at a 5-3-5.
Yep, that's the right
answer. Craig is the opposite at a 4-5-4.
Yeah.
Ooh. Also creative. Yeah. Well, that's Maria Hill. And that's what's always sunny in Xandar.
Alrighty.
Yep.
Man, my brain is just shut off tonight.
That's okay. I will address what's going on Discord while you're chatting, man. I'm absolutely not offended, Alpha. I've known you forever. As a matter of fact, now that we're being open and honest with all our listeners, I feel like the reason that the sponsor for the boosted character segment is Mystify, because you've always been clear that me being confused on this show is your favorite part of the show, and I totally appreciate that.
How about we go to the mailbag instead?
Okay.
Yeah, Willie, what up?
All right, so some people had a lot of things to say, and some people had very little. So let's start with one of the lots. Over on Reddit, Bram Magnus, possibly first-time comment, said, "You guys have obviously not read any issues of Squirrel Girl." That is correct, or at least I haven't.
That's super true.
"It is a cleverly written humor comic that takes place firmly within the established rules of the Marvel universe. Calling her unbeatable is a reference to her spirit. When she, quote-unquote, beat Galactus, she used charm and reason to direct him to a planet that wasn't Earth. Her series is about creative problem-solving and data science jokes. I find it very entertaining." You're absolutely right. I don't care for that style, but I'm glad you enjoy it.
I did one day send Ray a clip of a Squirrel Girl comic where she was teaching people how to use binary many years ago.
Sure. And I do enjoy that, because binary. Everybody should get binary. But I think we just poke fun at her. Like,
yeah.
It's just not my thing, so I grouse at the idea that she could be Galactus.
But yeah, the idea that a lot of the three of our biases are based in total ignorance, absolutely.
So his next comment, Gwar has released 2 albums since Brokey's death. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I hope so. Blothar is on vocals. "For me, it is missing that vulgar social satire that defined the band. They become more of a lordy." I don't know what that means. "Though there are a few standout tracks. I still rock El Presidente, and their covers in AV Undercover are incredible."
I did text Ray and Ian because Gwar is on tour.
They are.
Is he? You said they're. I'm not going to Pittsburgh to see Gwar, but I would. No, I wouldn't. I'm lying. Because I could. I'm an adult. I could go out there. I could enjoy the show, but I am not going to. I haven't been to Mr. Small's Funhouse in ages.
His final comment was, "I vote for Umar, mostly because in current continuity, Galactus is a head on the Rainbow Bridge. Umar is a extra-dimensional being with ability to time travel. She would either be beyond Galen's notice or at the time of the match make it be a time when Galactus was dead." I like that.
That's solid. Yeah.
And since I included a vote for Umar, Alpha Team also said, "To stop any tomfoolery, I vote Galactus." All right. Dances with Weevils, the boss event. "It was really friendly. Our alliance finished easily with a day to spare. I'm not one to look a gift horse in the mouth, but was it too easy? There's one person in my alliance with 10 characters, none of them fully covered, one of which is Valkyrie from the event, who has a good chance at getting progression. Wow. Since he's already getting one Thor cover, I hope he makes it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
10 characters and able to make full progression on a boss event.
Yeah, why don't you tell us if he made it? Yeah,
I would like to know.
This is me officially asking. Send a follow-up email with the results.
Now, that being said, I would say it wasn't too easy. Well, I mean, maybe the boss notes. Like, I had no problem with the boss. So maybe beef him up a little. I don't know. He also said, the reason you remember Parker Lewis can't lose is synchronized watches. I don't know that line from Parker Lewis because I never watched it. But seriously, the show was one of Fox's first television shows. It was on when nothing else was on. Viewing choices were limited. And it blended teen comedy with surrealism for good effect. All right.
Yeah.
There's another comment about Parker Lewis here in a bit. But before I get there, Dance with Weevils also said, bringing this up again, about skeletons, Ian.
Oh, boy.
Oh, right on.
Your gripe made me think of Max Landis's death and the return of Superman. He said his dad, John Landis, asked him, how do you kill a vampire? And Max said, sun, silver, holy water, or stake through the heart? And his dad replied, no, you can kill a vampire however you want, because they don't exist. The author makes up whatever rules they want to further the plot. So if you don't like skeleton rules, run a game that ignores that aspect, as long as it helps you tell the story you want to tell. So, there you go.
Dope. Yeah.
And finally, over on the D3 forums, T. Deja author says, you guys do know that Parker Lewis Can't Lose lasted 3.5 seasons, if you count the summer season that ran between seasons 2 and 3, where it was retitled simply Parker Lewis, resulting in 73 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, indeed.
It, along with the X-Files, was kept alive due to its popularity among the early adopters of the internet. Unlike the X-Files, it never found a larger audience. I don't understand how TJJ author keeps all this stuff in his brain, but, you know. I'm glad every now and then he gets to share it with us.
Right.
So, there you go. That's what Willie brought. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up. I heard Ian clap.
I heard you clap.
Holy shigolies. That is exciting. That hasn't happened in like 3 or 4 years.
It really hasn't. I don't know what's going on. I'll have to check my audacity. I hope everything's okay.
Man, I'm excited.
So is Discord.
Yeah, I am totally reinvigorated for this episode.
Great. Let me see if I can't stifle some of that with this boosted character list. 3-star Bullseye. One of my favorite 3-stars. His strike tiles will be stronger, and his purple and green damage will be increased. Let's see. Oh, Dr. Octopus. Another 3-star that I like for whatever reason. His attack tiles will be boosted. The damage from his green will be boosted. And the damage from his blue will also be boosted. Iron Fist. He does a lot of good stuff. His purple, the damage half of his purple will be increased, as well as the damage plus the value of his strike tiles with his green and his recurring attack tile. We'll all see a bump up. The Punisher. He tries. His red does something. Probably some more damage with the black. I think the green might even do a little damage. Spider-Man, tons of damage with his yellow, and bigger protect tiles with his purple? Maybe. Okay, 4-star, Dr. Octopus is boosted. Let's see, his black does more damage, more healing from his yellow, and no change in his blue. Miles Morales is boosted, and bigger damage from surprise, half of his purple, and more damage from Venom Blast. Spider-Ham is boosted. Let's see, more blue damage from when pigs fly. Everything else is unchanged. Spider-Gwen is boosted. Her cherry bomb will be doing significant damage and a little more healing out of the yellow. And Spider-Man 2099 is boosted. Extra black damage and more match damage from yellow. And now let's see. Surely this trend will continue and... No. No, You couldn't bother to see Doc Ock all the way through this list?
Nope.
Just couldn't bear it? All right, let's see what Adam Warlock's up to. More yellow health and more damagey trap tiles or healy trap tiles, depending on how you play your purple. Hawkeye, a lot of red damage, and the full quiver does some stuff. I think it's those special tiles and more damage. Good times. Hulk, Bruce Banner edition.
Sad Hulk.
Bigger attack tiles from his black and more damage if there's not enough green on the board from his blue.
Is this where we could throw in our monthly please fix him?
Yes. Yes, Debs, please move Banner to the top of the rework pile, because he's Banner, he should be awesome, and he sucks.
Just North Star.
Just get his, make it so that his automatic matches gives you AP instead of automatically matching away your highest colors and not giving you the AP for them.
Yep. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Peter Parker version of Spider-Man is boosted.
Oh, Peter Parker. I haven't seen him for ages.
No. They probably won't add any more Spider-Verse characters for your benefit, not. Craig. Let's see what he's up to. His green damage is increased, as is his web shot damage from his red. Let's see if Samurai can guide you, folks. Samurai says, 5-star Peter Parker, plus Miles Morales, plus the unboosted Vulture. Get Vulture airborne, have Peter and Miles make web tiles. Miles Yellow will help with making AP also. All 6 colors have EQs, 3 of them, Peter's green and red, and Miles' purple, will pack big punches. Okay, that sounds like a strong combo. Vulture's just a good guy. Yeah, I feel like there's got to be a way for that to work with that new Scarlet Spider Chasm fella. He needs web tiles to come back to life, doesn't he?
It'd definitely help, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they make him come back to life better.
Yeah.
He needs Abyss tiles to come back to life. But anyway, he's not boosted. But Spider-Man Peter Parker is, so... yeah, that's a decent mix, depending on where you're at. Just next time, just let Doc Ock have his 5-star moment. Jeez! Just burns me up.
Yeah, they gave me the first two.
Boosted. What's that?
They gave you the first couple and then denied you at the end.
Yeah! Pulled the rug right out.
What are you going
to
do?
Whine a little bit and then move on to the next segment.
All right.
And thank our sponsor, Mystify.
All right, let's head into the Nononagon. We haven't been there for a while. Brought to you by Terrified. Right, last week we had Umar versus Galactus. What happened?
Oh, right, I have to do that first. I was all prepared for... Okay, so last week... what do you think happened? Umar achieved a grand total of 28% of the vote. Galactus was the clear victor in this battle.
Galactose, my favorite simple sugar.
I do not like the lactose.
You don't like what?
I don't like the lactose. That's no good.
No. I'm all galactose and sucrose here.
That's right.
Lactose can go pound sand.
This week, however.
Oh, no.
We have the master of mass coming out. Throwing heavy punches because he's got mass like that.
He does. His ability to control his own density will definitely help me overcome my much less powerful opponent.
That's right. Tell us all about Mass Mastery.
Why don't we change? Sorry, hold on. I'm having an issue. I tried to get ahead of the game and open up Steam, but when Steam opened up, it opened up in full screen mode, so my access to my Jack Power information is limited. Why don't you tell them about Jack Power, Craig?
Because that's your job.
I don't know. I can't close out of the game. I'm trying to read.
I don't know. He's a member of the Power Pack. He's got some brothers and sisters. They do things.
To the best of your knowledge, is he immune to magic?
No.
All right, Ray, go ahead.
Okay. This week, Jack Powers is going to lose to Merlin. That's right. Merlin from the Arthurian legend, the trainer of Morgan Le Fay. Yeah, he's pretty much one of the most powerful magic users in the Marvel universe. So, I don't know. Energy bolts, teleportation. Yeah, he's got it all. He's magic, man.
He's a magic man, mama?
That's right.
You know, Jack Power can control density of himself.
So can Berlin.
Can
control the density of Jack power. It's magic.
He's got some unstable molecule costume he's got going on. You know, that's fun. I don't know, man. I ain't got much. I mean, it's
yeah. You know, I mean, he's the master of mass.
Yeah, the power pack is, you know, never been super powerful.
Can Merlin use his magic to send me back in time and prevent him from teaming up with Devil Dino and Gwenpool and Moon Girl? The shame. The power pack to that team.
What was the rest of his family doing? Are they dead?
I don't know.
Where's the rest of the Powers family?
If you're going to list off equipment, by the way, Merlin also has a crystal ball.
Merlin's not allowed to bring anything into the stadium with him.
Jack's got a suit and...
He's got to wear clothes. We're not allowed naked people in the arena.
Yeah. No, people are allowed to bring their stuff.
Oh, I don't know about that.
He's got the iron-bound book of Skellos, the stones of Merlin. I mean, come on.
Mass.
Victor Von Doom used one of the Stones of Merlin as a Sorcerer Supreme on Earth to seal Dormammu into the Dark Dimension. That's just one of the stones that Merlin carries with him. I mean, Merlin.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. All right, so I'm putting the poll in. You can either just react to one of the reactions down below and vote for Merlin or Jack Power.
Man, as much as I really want to vote for Jack Power, I'm not even going to do it.
Well, Jack Power was the first person to get a vote, so somebody out there is trolling.
Well, it wasn't me this time.
It was not me. I know.
Usually that's
this.
Me, but I did vote Merlin this week. Oh, which maybe that will guarantee a Jack Power victory. Yes, I voted Merlin. Ha-ha!
I didn't think we were allowed to vote. I haven't voted in weeks.
I vote every week.
Well, I have to put one for each, so
right.
Technically, Ian, you've already voted.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. Yeah, okay. I get my vote.
That is just.
All right. Again, thanks. Terrified. Next week, we got Satana versus Jennifer Kale, whom I had to look up again because I had already forgotten who or what she was. I was like, who? What is that? Never heard of this person before. Ian, so Steam open now.
It is. And all right. I'm filled with questions.
All right.
The game just gave me so many CP, and I didn't understand it.
Yeah, boy, people went on a buying spree.
Is it giving out double CP?
No.
Like, I opened it up, it gave me 15, then 10, then 15, then 10, then 15, then 10, then 3.
Yeah. So there's an offer starting at $20. You can get, what is it, 2 Latest Legends, 3 Classic... 10 CP for you and your alliance and 25,000 ISO for $20. And
wow.
Then if you do that, it unlocks the next one, which apparently has 15 command points and a whole bunch of other stuff that I can't see because I didn't spend the $20. So
right. Wow, that was a lot of CP. That was weird. But yeah, Steam's open.
Oh, it's open a token.
Yeah, that was Let's a nice, this. What, 75 CP for everybody in the alliance for our alliance. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. It is... What in the world? Oh! Blob?
Nothing moves the blob.
No. Do I even have him on my... Sorry, I logged back in. It gave me 10 more CP. Oh, no. I got to save up. That was unexpected. I do not have Blob on my roster, and I do not have enough hero points to roster him at the moment.
What?
I'll get there. I have like 655.
All right. Ray, I got 5. What are you doing?
I got 7, so I guess you go.
All right. Number uno.
Don't take up all the Moon Knight.
Vulture. Spider Woman. Safari Joe. Loki Gator. Oh, the final one's a purple. It is a Moon Knight Nightmare.
Of course it is.
You don't have that, all the black.
I need 2. They can pretty much be anything as long as they're not the same.
My Moon Knight is now a 1-2-2, so.
Okie doke. All right, so here we go. Let's see if I can get a Moon Knight in here. We're going to start off with a 4-star Carolina Deen, followed by a purple Kamala Khan's Embiggened Blast. What is that? That's her green. Followed by a 4-star Luke Cage, Silk, another purple. Hey, it's a Crescent Darts for my Moon Knight, so that's good. As long as I don't get another one of those, I'm gold. Another purple.
Holy Jesus.
Another embiggened blast for Kamala Khan. Back to 4 stars, Sam Wilson. So, hey.
That's a good haul.
Yeah, we will
take
that.
That's a classic Ray haul.
That takes my Moon Knight to a 5-4-3, and Kamala is at a 5-5-2. Need her blue.
Wow, you are trucking along.
Yeah, Kamala's going to be done before Gargantos.
Man. Thanks, as always, to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is named the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We are working together with several other excellent podcasts to broaden your podcasting horizons. You can find direct links to all of our shows on soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Show note, there is no show next week. Ian and I will be at the Weird Al concert.
Right on.
So anything else for the good of the order?
Hey, yeah, I wanted to share this. Let me see if I can figure out how to share this in Discord real quick. I got today, while playing poker, the best flop you can possibly imagine.
Wow.
I got a royal flush on the flop.
On the flop!
And I totally didn't know what to do about it. I'm like, check?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you get anybody to bet into that?
Yeah, he bet the flop and he bet the turn and then he totally shut down. So.
Oh.
But yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah,
that is
exciting. That's wild. I hope you showed them all that, I assume.
Oh yeah, yeah, I flipped them over. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to share an epic nonsense like that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And I mean the pot was like I took the pot down on the turn there and you know, it was good. It was a good size pot, but
That's a good flop.
Yeah. Nice to see that you're playing cards again. I thought you were on hiatus.
No, I've been playing them, like one a day.
Cool.
All right, let's shut it down then. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment suggestions. Shoot them at Ray. He loves to read things. The mailbag needs to fill up. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 for some swag. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, you'll never know what you find behind the green door. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.